Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you have ever been a public speaker, whether a preacher or school teacher or politician, you have almost certainly spoken to audiences which paid no attention to what you were saying. Sometimes the speaker may be boring or not able to convey the message he may have on his heart. At other times, there may be disturbances of various sorts. Babies crying, people moving around, loud noises outside the building. The speaker may not be touching the lives of his hearers because he is not able to apply biblical truth to their situations. Could it ever be that the listeners simply do not care enough to listen to a message from God's Word? Most hearers probably would prefer to blame the speaker and not their own indifference or hard-heartedness. If you think an indifferent audience is a purely modern phenomenon, please listen to God's words to Jeremiah. Therefore you shall speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken unto you. You shall also call unto them, but they will not answer you. Jeremiah 7:27. No preacher today, well, at least very few preachers, make a claim to speaking the very words of God. But Jeremiah was divinely inspired and delivered to the Jewish nation the exact words which God wanted him to preach. I am aware of the skepticism of many modernistic theologians about statements such as I have just read to you. But there can be no doubt that Jeremiah was speaking for God. He did not originate his message. He was simply conveying to the Jews what God had given him to preach. Tragically, they were in no mood to listen to the prophet. They were so determined to have their own way that they paid no attention to the prophets. In addition to their own indifference to Jeremiah's message, the false prophets had assured them that everything was beautiful. The false prophets may not have called Jeremiah a doom and gloom prophet, but that was what they believed. The false prophets kept telling the Jewish people, "No evil shall come upon you. We shall have peace. The Chaldeans are not going to overtake us." The false prophets were dead wrong. The nation had to suffer because the people preferred to hear smooth things rather than to hear the truth. Do you see any of that attitude in modern times? What a difference respect for the words of the prophet could have made in the history of the Jewish nation. If the Jews had listened to the prophets, not just Jeremiah, they would have avoided the Babylonian exile. Or was it ordained, regardless of their beliefs and actions? If they could not have remained in their own land and not been carried into Babylon, why did the prophets continually urge them to repent of their backsliding? If men are ordained either to eternal life or to eternal damnation, as Calvinism teaches, why do the New Testament scriptures command all men everywhere to repent? Acts 17:30. God instructed Jeremiah to say to the Israelites, "This is a nation which obeys not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receives correction. Truth is perished, and is cut off from their mouth." Jeremiah 7:28. The purpose for which God sent the prophets was to help the Israelites to remain faithful. He furnished them all the information and inspiration they needed to walk in paths of righteousness. Never could the Jews have said, "We do not know because the Lord has not given us sufficient information." They preferred not to do what God had commanded them to. They obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, nor did they receive correction. The Revised Standard Version renders the Hebrew by the word discipline rather than correction. They did not profit from what God had done for them, and tragically, truth had perished from the land. My friends, we thank you for listening.